Shadow in the shade, it's Ray.
Thank you. Where the hell is my meanwhile back in the jungle?
Meanwhile, back at the card deck.
What the hell's with this card
meanwhile,
deck?
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Thank you.
Now get out of here, you knucklehead.
This is Al. This is WFMU. Trick or treat. Kiss my ass. How's Hazel Atkins do the scalp? We heard Bill Doggett with Monster Bash.
Bad.
The Millionaires with Haunted Train. Jan Davison, Watusi Zombie. And we open up with the Phantom Five in Graveyard.
Graveyard.
Interesting stereo effect on the Ecker today. Coming to you in Reverbo.
Verily, it ripples.
Anyway, we got all kinds of trash for you today. We got Tim Warren, who's out here promoting the Crummy Music Seminar, which will be going on next week, and we'll give you some more information on that. We got more from Jack Starr, who'll be here next week in the debut of the brand new Jack Starr LP. We have the Betty Page story, part two. We've scooped the entire world on this one. Dee Dee will be giving us the rest of the Betty Page story, and tie along with the hound. We got more Halloween trash. We got Bakersfield Uber Alleys part two. We got a follow up on Geraldo Rivera's devil story there. And we got a State of the Vibe report, hopefully. And if it's not good this time, we'll start canceling them.
We'll dust off those tape heads, fans. This is going to be a big one.
Il Bruce's here.
Boom. Get some Virginia in you.
And our food is at the door.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we're going to kick right back in with that big old wolf pack.
Wolf pack.
Don't you ever leave me blue.
cake-and mama, who can really dance and will? Yeah, rattle-cake-and mama, I love you too. Rattle-cake-and mama, I love you too. Rattle-cake-and mama, I love you too. Baby, 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 don't you ever leave me blue. Well, I want some hay, baby, doll, you can turn it to me. We'll rock over the mountain and across the sea. Beep off a lula, baby, I love you too. Send me a lot of loving, you hound dog, you. Yeah, rattle-cake-and mama, I love you too. Rattle-cake-and mama, I love you too. Rattle-cake-and mama, I love you too. Now, baby, 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 don't you ever leave me blue. Rattle-cake-and mama.
Going up, down, down, up, anywhere you want me to. next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
See your driver's license, please.
Parked a car on a no-through street. We're all alone now, no more heat. I just went up, things were going fine.
Can't you see that no parking sign?
They came along with a doggone heat. Everywhere I go, it seems we meet. He's got me so I don't know where to go. Hold on, baby, I think I know. Park the car, turn off the key. We're all alone now, you and me. Honey, we're safe, look at all the trees.
May I see your driver's license, please?
To go. Hold on, baby, I think I know. Park the car, turn off the key. We're all alone now, you and me. This is one place, baby, have no fear.
Just want to tell you that I'm going off duty now.
This is a hit!
Thank you.
meanwhile, back in the jungle.
This is the Hound, WFMU, stick out your can, it's the Garbage Man. Bruce Bennett, what you got in it? That was Il Bruce, folks, the new A-Bones disc, Free Beer for Life, that's called Lug Nuts. Before that, this was kind of
sort of a noise rock.
Kind of a battle of the bands there. Travis Wammack before that with Night Train. You choose, Fender or Gibson. Before that, Roy Tan with Your Driver's License, Please. Fred Mick and His Kingsmen with Baby, What You Want Me to Do. Bobby, Mr. Blues, Merrill with I'm Not Mad at You. Mel McGonkle with Rattle Shake and Mama. We open up with Kid Thomas and the Wolf. Pack.
Whoa.
No breaks. The genius of technology. Denois in the back.
Thank you, Dennis. Good just answer. For being you. What anyway. Is that? It's a speed control? You got an intervalometer there, huh?
No, we rigged a fifth gear on the sucker.
Oh, it acts like overdrive?
Overdrive.
Save a lot of gas. Yeah.
I am the caveman of the spaceship this week.
What's that way?
Anyway, we got Tim Warren out here promoting the crappy music seminar. You want to come in here and squat in front of the mic for us, friend?
Boy, that lung cloth is pretty happening. Too bad it's inside out.
The worst drunk in New York, ladies and gentlemen.
Squat.
So tell us all about what you're here promoting.
Promoting the bad music seminar.
The bad music seminar, which is...
Friday, November 4th, Saturday, November 5th.
That's next week.
Featuring Bennett's bruised hands on most of
the Il Bruce is the king of bad music, and he'll be playing four sets with three different acts. My goodness.
Multifaceted.
The hardest.
Meet the man who mangles the music, folks.
The hardest working man in show business.
There you go.
Our own Il Bruce. So tell us, give us the whole lineup here, Tim.
Okay,
of what
here
the folks
it is.
It's how much is it to get in?
$10 for 7 bands each night. It's going to be, Friday and Saturday. It'll be the Mighty Caesars from England, the Gravediggers from L.A., Jack Starr from Texas.
Talk a little slower.
And then Friday night, on top of those
three. There's a lot more bands than that.
Yeah, Friday night, there's those three, plus the A-Bones.
Okay, those three are playing both nights, folks. Jack Starr, the Mighty Caesars, and the Gravediggers.
And then Friday night, the fourth, we got the A-Bones, Rat Bastards, Chris Sutch and the Savages, and the Talisman. And then Saturday night is Mighty Caesars, Gravediggers, Jack Starr, plus Ronchans, Double Knot Spies, Creatures.
It's like Wood
and Vince Bernicevic's Air Force.
Kind of like Woodstock for idiots.
Yeah.
That sums it up. To paraphrase Joan Baez, this is your Altamont.
Exactly.
Security by the Missing Foundation, who will be paid in crack.
And where will the festivities be held, Kim?
They'll be held on the fifth floor of the Shelter Studio Building, which is 301 West 37th Street, between 8th Avenue and 9th Avenue.
North corner of 8th Avenue.
And there's $5 services being performed outside by crackheads and a methadone clinic downstairs, so you can't lose.
So, yeah, you can...
It's kind of like a theme park.
Take care of all, take care of all your
service
needs.
Service all your needs.
Yeah. And Tim is also the head of the Crypt family of labels, responsible for the Back from the Grave albums. Can we mention the other ones? Las Vegas Grind, the new Batty, Obnoxious and Stupid, whatever that thing is called. The Sin Alleys, Volumes 1 through 74, Instrumental. Tim is the hardest working man in the record business. No doubt
the
about
hardest
it.
Pertaining to.
No doubt about
making
it.
Notes.
We got some news today, but, the news has been so incredibly horrible, depressing, stupid. We're having a really hard time coming up with a media star of the year for January because there's not one of these cretins who committed a crime or an atrocity have any personality whatsoever. I mean, Joel Steinberg, fat pig Al Sharpton. Ugh. So we need somebody, if you got a lot of charisma, if you're good with the movie camera, you know how to deal with the media, go out and do something horrible before January and you will win. You will take that hallowed place besides Tracy Lords, Ramona Africa, and James Ramsour as the Hound's Media Star of the Year, 88. So we got
the Crack City Terminator.
Yeah. No, he lost out to James Ramsour in the final vote, but we kind of
living in the past.
We kind of gave him, whatever. We got a little bit of news. We got mostly, some music news. I decided we were going to do music news because that's even more depressing and stupid, but at least we can goof on it. Dateline San Francisco. John Fogerty is in court this week defending himself against charges that he plagiarized his own song. His old boss, Sol Zantz of Fantasy Records, who owns publishing rights to Fogerty's Creedence tunes, claims Fogerty rewrote Run Through the Jungle into Old Man Down the Road from his 1985 comeback album. Zantz does not own the publishing rights to Old Man Down the Road. Fogerty's defense, it wasn't a steal. A lot of his songs have a similar sound. My own opinion on it is he stole the riff from Slim Harpo. I
mean, that's exactly what it is.
It's the Slim Harpo riff. So whoever owns the rights to that to Slim Harpo songs, you better get in there and collect your dough.
It should be Liberace, because he owns all the Jerry McCain on Excello.
Liberace owns
Jerry McCain.
The Liberace estate.
Exactly.
Is that true, Tim?
Yeah, it's a fact.
That's
he made it up himself.
Down there.
I heard it from a good source.
Hey, you got that issue of Rolling Stone over there? Or you guys walked off all my news.
Hey, I didn't touch nothing. Except the Echo Machine, and it tore my finger in half.
Anyway, from the Jerry Lee Lewis desk, since the Elvis desk is missing, Dennis Quaid is in New York for the screening of his latest movie, Sperminator 3. And if you're dying to know what hot Dennis has been doing, even if you're not, he's been in Memphis filming the story of Jerry Lee Lewis's life, and according to his contract, he and only he, not Jerry Lee Lewis or anybody else, will sing in the movie. Before the flick started, Dennis and his entourage took themselves to Vegas to study...
Entourage.
Jerry Lee to do his act. When the movie's costume designer asked Jerry about a pink suit he wore, and she wanted to recreate, Jerry Lee said something like, "Bull, I never wore such a suit," and advised Dennis not to wear such a suit because you'll look like a dummy, silly nitwit. How about a yellow suit, Dennis?
A pink suit would be your birthday suit, right?
If you were Dennis Quaid, I think he's kind of a pink little guy. Mm-hmm. I've just been handed the Ebolus desk.
And then there's the Judas
Priest. Elvis is back out on the road, folks. Dead or alive, he's still on the road. They still have an Elvis tour going on out
there. Business as usual.
Yep. But it seems the show is entitled Elvis, A Musical Celebration. It's a multimedia presentation similar to but more elaborate than Beatlemania. A glitzy two-hour extravaganza that features film footage, special effects, and live singers, actors, and dancers. The show uses three different Elvis impersonators. Would you rather have three Elvis impersonators or one real Elvis?
I'd like to have one Elvis impersonator with three heads, please.
That would be good. Quote-unquote, Johnny Seton is actually the middle period Elvis. He's a Ripsaw recording artist and a personal friend
right.
of ours.
That's right, yeah. It's a Northern Virginia boy.
I hope he's being paid well. He's a very nice guy. The show hints at the darker side of Elvis, but I have nothing profound to say about that, says writer Robert Rabinowitz. I do have some overall vision
another
of America
boy.
And pop culture and something to say about the times, the history, and Elvis's story.
Isn't he Albert Goldman's boyfriend?
I don't know. Incidentally, one tabloid reported that the real Elvis, you know, the guy who's alive and well and eating at Burger King in Kalamazoo, Michigan, was spotted in the audience at one of the performances.
And at Lisa Marie's wedding.
James Brown, addicted to PCP, folks, in case you didn't know.
That's no news.
Yeah, please
put down that gun.
Everybody seems to be blaming his wife, Adriana, for getting him into Angel Dust, and he's been into it for about 10 years now, according to these sources here.
Perfect.
And there is an amazing quote from James Brown here. Brown, when phoned and asked about his addiction to PCP, Brown brought up a trip he made to Graceland when Elvis Presley died. He said that he placed his hand on Elvis's body and said, with tears in my eyes, he said, "You rat, you left me. I knew what they did to Elvis. Now they're doing the same thing to me. They always get the number one man. In America, Elvis was number one. I was number two. But we will survive. We're going to make it," meaning James Brown and Ebolus. Well, there you go. Let's go back into some more music, because I got a tuna sandwich staring me in the face.
It's looking at me, too, I think.
Mr. Buck Owens, we got a set of Halloween trash, because we've got all kinds of requests for Halloween trash. Buck Owens has a new record out. We'll be getting to that a little later. The debut of the Jack Starr record, some of the more of the Bad Music Seminar things to look forward to. And
even some more A-Bones chestnuts, you never know.
Yeah, and the debut of Bill Bruce's new record. Anyway, we'll start off with a little more of that Bakersfield Uberales thing with Buck Owens and his Halloween thing.
Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a doing his stuff, a breathing down my neck. Chop back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. 3-3-5-5-4-4 for it was a monster's holiday. Said I'm gonna get a good night's sleep. I got woke up about 12 o'clock and I jumped right to my feet. There was gremlins and goblins, dragons and zombies. Bloody, what an awful sight. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that it's gonna be after the fight. Frankenstein was the first in line.
Front room, I heard a loud crash. I run to the window to see what was that. Out in the top of my old apple tree, there was a wonderful people here looking at me.
I remember it was one dark and dreary night. The sky was dark and not a trace of light. That shortcut through the graveyard didn't feel too good. But nothing was gonna happen and at least I didn't think it could. Then I heard a noise that sounded like great big feet. Then I thought about the smarts that craved on human needs.
Was it the creature from the Black Lagoon?
No!
Was it the creature called Frankenstein?
No!
I froze dead in my tracks, paralyzed, and I couldn't even look back. I heard a moan and a deathly groan. I was scared stiff and all alone. I strained my eyes into empty space, but then all of a sudden we were face to face.
Wrong record. Let me out of here.
Was it the creature from the Black Lagoon?
Oh.
Was it the creature called Frankenstein?
No, no, no.
Was it the creature called Wolfman?
No creature.
Well, then it must have been that thing.
He leaped at me, but before he could hit the ground, I was in my house on the other side of town. Now I'm in my easy chair, and without a doubt, he can't get in, and I know I'm not going out. As I close my story, there's a word for the wise. A shortcut to the graveyard is a bunch of jive.
Are you the creature from the Black Lagoon?
No.
Are you the creature called Frankenstein?
No.
Are you the creature called Wolfman?
No.
Well, then you must be the thing.
Don't be frightened.
On that Halloween night, no telling it away, his terrible night. The mummy was a stretching his rotten jaws, got a monster knock, Charlie Gator through the wall. Spooks was a making of human stew. They even tried to roast Mr. Werewolf too. Yeah, look, look, everybody, woo!
Yep, this is now. WFMU East Orange. That's Jack Starr, who will be at the
with a spaceship coat.
What are you doing back there, Denoir?
Creative.
Yeah. He'll be at the Bad Music Seminar headlining both nights, both Friday and Saturday. That's next week. We heard the Jayhawks and the Creature, Jackie Morningstar with Rockin' in the Graveyard, Bo Diddley with Bo Meets the Monster, and Buck Owens with A Monster's Holiday. And we have things to announce here, of course. Let's see what's going on. Tonight, the world-famous Blue Jays will be at 63 East 2nd Street. I don't know the name of the place, but they're playing along with the Boy Brothers. Johnny Cash tonight at the Park Theater in Union City. I don't know where that is. Call 865-6980. The Bad Music Seminar with all those fabulous retarded people will be Friday and Saturday at 305 West 37th Street in Manhattan. The Freaks tonight at the Wawa Hut. That's on the corner of 7th and Avenue A. Irma Thomas next Thursday at the Lone Star Cafe. Bo Diddley next Friday at someplace on 666 Broadway. John Lee Hooker and Little Ed and the Blues Imperials at the Beacon, November 4th. That's next Friday. Iggy Pop on Halloween, Monday night at the Beacon. Not sold out yet. You all have a good Halloween.
Yo.
We hopes. Anyway, what else is going on there, old Bruce?
Not a whole lot, Mr. Hound.
Find anything good in that little rag you're looking at?
Not really. It's pretty hard to take.
We do have the second part of the Betty Page story coming up. We found Betty Page. She is in a trailer camp in Tallahassee, Florida. This is the God's honest truth. And if you didn't hear last week, we had the part one of the Betty Page story.
Warren wants to know what her daughters look like.
I don't know what her daughters look like. Ask Dee Dee, who's working on the story there.
She has no daughters. I'm fit to be tied,
so to speak. Anyway, tonight on West 57th Street, which is a little
street in Manhattan.
It's a TV show, Channel 2, from 10 to 11. There's one segment here. Segments include a staggeringly strong story reported by Karen Burns and profiles a Dayton, Ohio gynecologist. The doctor operates on his patients often without their knowledge or consent to modify their sexual organs. Burns' interview with him, the excerpts of his writings and comments of the few medical professionals willing to comment about him on the record, all add up to the portrait of the gynecologist as a very scary man. I wonder if you saw the new David Cronenberg film.
I don't know.
What was the name of that thing?
Maybe you wrote it, Dead Ringers.
Dead Ringers. A very disturbing movie.
I was disturbed.
Oh, yeah, here we go. The Rock and Roll Hall of Shame inductees.
God, not again. Christ.
Not that anybody can take this crap seriously after Mike Love dropped acid and made a complete jerk out of himself last year, but
those guys, though, deserve to be in there. You know, I mean, it's the difference between them and a lot of other acts.
Right. So they inducted Stevie Wonder.
What?
He has a lot to do with rock and roll. I mean,
he just called to say
Otis Redding, the Rolling Stones, and they're including Ron Wood in there. The Temptations, that's rock and roll. Dion, who I really like. And then they have this little early influences thing, which has Bessie Smith.
Influences.
The Ink Spots and the Soul Stirrers. So I can see the Soul Stirrers. I guess I can even see Bessie Smith. The Ink Spots.
Shine, little glow.
But I mean, the Beatles and Motown, that ruined everything. I mean, it's like Motown. Let's take black music and make it as bad as white music. That was just like, and the Temptations. I mean, give me.
Well, let's store.
Stevie Wonder? He looks like Porky the Pig with those little knots on his head. And, hey, you know, of course, Link Wray will never get in. Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, they got nominated. They're not going to get in. It's just so stupid. Stevie Wonder, he's the black Elton John.
January 18th, we should just storm the Waldorf. That's where it's going to be.
Yeah. Storm.
Line up in front.
But we'll have an album burning out in front of there. Speaking of stupid music industry things, they put out Raw Power. This being the 21st anniversary of this first Stooges gig, they put out Raw Power on a CD.
How badly they screwed up?
Very badly. They really screwed it up. Guad, can you get the door there, please? Thank you. First off, they faded Search and Destroy before that. You know how it ends with that shriek of guitar noise? They faded it. They took all the high end off, but I guess they figured it was a little too hard for most people's ears, and they didn't put the drums back on. The bootleg sounds better. Yeah. A little 10-inch bootleg of the original Raw Power mixes.
Background vocals and all.
Annie's here in a wig hat.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween,
Annie.
Put
back my wig.
And,
put your head go ball.
Yeah. What else is going on here? Oh, well, we can get to the Geraldo Rivera thing a little bit later.
Mm-hmm. Maybe back to music, perhaps?
Yes, this is, hey, Tim, come in here and tell us all about your new disc that we're going to plug for you here.
His new discus, ladies and gentlemen. His new Javelin of Joy.
Yeah. Louis Limbo Lounge. Where's my echo, Den?
Dennis? Jam Master Den?
Yeah, we ain't got no echo.
Here.
Louis Limbaugh, this is the follow-up to the fabulous Las Vegas Grind LP.
So give with the facts.
Yeah.
Make
with the facts.
Well, you know how, like, white people have had such great influences on rock and roll?
Well, they did in the
myself,
60s anyway.
True, yeah.
In the 50s. I mean, I'm not going to praise Lionel Richie, you know, but... Well, this album is like a highlight of such marvelous stuff as rhythm and blues as sung by, you know, car salesmen, you know, shoes...
Topless bar owners.
Shoe salesmen. Yeah, that sort of thing. The usual sexist, filthy sleeve.
It's hard to get...
Bell.
Ah, we finally got some echo. Anyway... You obviously have less to say about this than I do, Tim. So
yeah, more coffee.
Yeah, buy Tim more drinks, buy this record. Let's send this one out to Annie.
Hello, man. What's your name?
Hootie, hootie, hootie. Hootie, hootie, hootie. Hootie, hootie, sapper ticker.
Howdy, hootie, sapper ticker.
Hootie, hootie, hootie.
How do you spell it, Hootie Cutie?
H-O-O-T-Y S-A-P-P-E-R Ticker, 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 ticker. Hootie, hootie, hootie. Hootie, hootie, hootie. Hootie, hootie, sapper ticker.
Howdy, hootie, sapper ticker.
So we're going to start it right over again. We're going to get it, I think. We want you to hear the Jack Star in its entirety. It's just too good to miss any of it.
I saw a bald, weedy woman and a young man laying in the follower of an open.
Incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
Well, I went to a party, and the night was knocked out, shit, sealed up tight. Chicks were crazy, cats were cool, those girls inside too wild, you know. Walk, you could have your fun, it's your fault if you don't. Nigga, thought I was well. I hope to be a those two fine chicks who was a hitting on me. What's wrong with you?
Never letting up.
And the thrill when you're near me,
my baby.
As our love may grow, it will hurt me, I know, for our love can never be.
Oh.
Sweetheart, I want you so bad. This love is driving me mad, but what can I do? So young, too young, that's what they tell me.
Oh,
I know that I'll cry, and I know that I'll die when they take you away from me. I'm feeling so blue, for I know that it's true, I can never have you. Sweetheart, I want you so bad. This love is driving me mad, but what can I do? So young, too young, that's what they tell me. Oh, I know that I'll cry, and I know that I'll die when they take you away from me.
Such a pretty baby.
I'm feeling so blue, for I know that it's true, I can never have you.
Oh, baby.
Got a ball head. You told me that you love me just.
You know, this is the Hound, WFMU. What's going on? The Midnights with Annie Tomahawk.
Dan's freaking out of engineering, man. Yes. It's pretty out of hand.
Clyde Stacey with So Young and Willie Heaton, Fun on a Saturday Night. Jack Starr with Crazy Rock after several miscues. And we opened up with Babs and the Boys with Lordy Hooty Sapper Ticker from Louie's Limbo Lounge LP. Anyways, getting back to the news desk. You see the Geraldo Rivera special?
No, I missed that. I was out of town.
Geraldo and Satan. Anybody see that? No?
Yeah.
Lauren saw it.
Yeah. Scotty saw it.
Yeah, send those guys in here. Let's get it. Jerry Rivers, he's on the case of Satan there. And he had pulled in some amazing little guests. You see that? I like the Army Colonel with the Dr. Spock hairdo.
Yeah, that was scary. I tuned in actually right in the middle of his thing.
Was he getting indignant yet?
Well, yeah, he was turning bright red. He was sort of flushed.
He worshipped Satan for the U.S. of Army. Yeah.
He went through this. Well, he just basically went through the whole one. He brought up Chuck. He brought in some Charles Manson clips and all kinds of Satan worshipping people, and these people have been traumatized. But he was getting real indignant, but he didn't really make a point as to what he wants to do about it. Like, what do you want to do there, Geraldo? Censor everything?
I think Geraldo was sort of swayed. Actually, he looked like he, you know, if offered the right kind of rat to sacrifice, he might have done it. I don't know.
Offered the blonde from the Satan Street.
I think if he could have, he would have definitely sacrificed the baby for good ratings. No doubt about
that's
it.
Right.
Hasn't he already?
But they had a lot of, you know, young white teenagers with Aussie tattoos who had murdered their little friends.
Those guys in Northport that misspelled Satan as Satin.
Yeah.
Satin. He's even worse than Satan.
Yeah, that guy actually, what's his name, Ricky something. He had a lot of charisma. Yeah. Those wild eyes. But this ties in with this court case here. A Nevada District Court Judge Jerry Whitehead gave Judas Priest and its label CBS Records 30 days to provide the multi-track master tapes of the band's album to be analyzed to see if there are any hidden satanic messages. The lawsuit filed 2 years ago against Judas Priest in Columbia and a Nevada record store by the families of two teenagers who claimed that listening to the band's recorded sounds, including suggestive lyrics accompanied by hypnotic rhythms and beats, caused the suicide of 18-year-old Raymond Belknap and the attempted suicide of his friend James Vance.
And the way they
I think it was their version.
Sparks, Nevada.
It was their version of Diamonds and Rust that did him in, I think.
Yeah.
That's right.
The suicide occurred on December 23rd, 1985, after the two spent 5 hours listening over and over again to the Judas Priest LP
and what else
stained class while smoking marijuana and drinking beer.
That's what it was.
During the afternoon, they apparently made a suicide pact, according to this, blah, 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 blah.
You kill me, and then I'll kill you.
Yeah.
The kids, like, permanently disfigured that lived. One of them died, the other one's, like, ugly.
But
yeah, this is Nevada.
I don't know about Judas Priest having a satanic message in their record because they don't.
Too old.
Well,
like a homosexual
message. But you know, we do have the backwards turntable rigged up, not for the Judas Priest, but we've discovered a satanic message in Michael Jackson's Bad album. As some of you might know, we've played this already. But check this out. This is how this guy sells 50 billion records every time out. The title track from his new album, played backwards.
You see the video backwards.
Hi, this is Satan, worth of aid. Buy 5 more copies of this record. Kill your parents, smoke crack, have unsafe sex.
Vote for domestic banking for local Republican. Worship me, the Satan. And remember, this month's you. This message is brought to you by...
Yep, there it is, folks.
His own sponsor.
Yeah, Mikey Jackson goes for corporate sponsorship.
Like
and the backwards mass satanic message. I can hear the satanic feedback in the studio right now.
Yeah, well, you know.
So we will have a mass record burning outside of Tower Records tonight. Every copy of every Michael Jackson record we could find. Midnight.
Album.
Yep.
That'd be fun.
And we will throw Geraldo Rivera on the flames.
The Jackson 666. That's what they're originally called.
That's right.
A human sacrifice to get the hound up.
Mm-hmm.
Paying job.
Yep.
Anyway, Tim, you want to come in here and plug your thing again or what? Otherwise, we're just going to play some more records.
Plug. Fire away and fall back there, Tim.
Plugging things sounds something like more like a party of...
Yeah, tell everybody about the crappy music seminar one more time.
Okay, it's next weekend, and don't miss it. It's 7 bands a night, 3 recurring bands.
You got a cash bar going there, or what?
We're going to have, like, memberships available. We were turned down by the liquor board, so we're going to have memberships. We can have free beer if you're a member of the Bad Music Seminar.
Free beer.
Become a member.
Those are key words, folks.
It's my two favorite words in the language.
How do you become a member?
At the door, the information will be there, unless we get thrown in jail.
I see.
Remember, kids, this is your Altamont.
Okay, so run down the lineup one more last time.
But there's liquor stores right across the street. I mean, lots of delis.
Yeah.
Nobody.
You just killed your bar business, stupid.
Well, it's a non-profit deal anyway.
So run down, how about that lineup again?
Okay, the lineup is Mighty Caesars from England, the Gravediggers. They're English, but they're not homosexual, which is really an odd occurrence.
Contradiction
there.
In
yeah.
terms, possibly.
Gravediggers from Los Angeles, Jackstaw from Texas, and then A-Bones, Rat Bastards, and Chris Sutch and the Savages and the Talisman Friday night. So those are the 7 Saturday, Friday night. Saturday night is Caesars, Gravediggers, Jack Starr, Raunch Hands, Vince Brunichevic Air Force, what else? A-Bones with an F before.
Yeah, no, A-Bones.
We don't remember.
And the Creatures and...
And a player to be announced.
And
lots of special guests.
And
there'll be a bunch of bands butchering songs we all know and love. So be there. I mean, there's probably
like
nothing else to do.
9 p.m. to 10, till 3 a.m.
Right.
That's it. The hours.
Yeah. So, so what happened? Yeah, they threw you off the board of the New Music Seminar or something there, too?
Yeah, I wasn't gay enough, I think.
Mm.
I got the haircut to be gay enough, but it didn't work.
Yeah.
It's a fine hair don't you got there.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, we got to kill some time till the Vibe Report comes in. You get this new Buck Owens record. Now, I had just convinced myself the other day that I was never, ever going to like another new record. And what happens? But my old pal Buck Owens puts out an amazingly great record, a remake of one of his old ones. You can always say Bakersfield Uberales.
Arms away.
This brand new 1988 Buck Owens back on Capitol Records. See, this button doesn't work. There it is.
Dig.
Well, my baby works in a hot dog stand. I'm making them hot dogs as fast as she can. Upstairs, the cat yells, don't be slow. And get me 2 hot dogs ready to go. Hot dog! She's my baby. Hot dog! Drives me crazy. Hot dog! I don't mean baby, well, you ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand. But in the cool of the evening when the sun goes down, all the chicks and the cats all are gathering around. They order hot dogs and red soda pop, and head down the road to a hip cat hop. Hot dog! She's my baby. Hot dog! Drives me crazy. Hot dog! Don't mean maybe, well, you ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand. She closes up the shopping and we lose herself. And a hip cat hop in a crazy way. We're doing the bop till the break of the day. Hot dog! She's my baby. Hot dog! Drives me crazy. Hot dog! I don't mean baby, well, you ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand. Hot dog! She's my baby. Hot dog! Drives me crazy. Hot dog! I don't mean baby, well, you
see my baby at the hot dog stand.
Hi there, this is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold-blooded hound, on WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change the dial, I will break your fingers.
Gonna roll, gonna roll, gonna roll with the boogie. Gonna roll, gonna roll with the 10-pin boogie. Gonna roll, gonna roll, gonna roll with the boogie. Come on, baby, do the 10-pin boogie. 10-pin boogie, pull that rock along. Hey, now!
Just watch me go, baby.
Daddy, what? them.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Yeah. That's you, Bruce.
Yeah, that is me.
Yeah. Anyway, this is...
Whoa.
It's a little huffed up on the ears. Anyway, that's Travis Wyamick once again with Luia Luia. We are the Mighty Caesars, who will be headlining at that Bad Music Seminar next Friday and Saturday.
Grave Diggers.
That was the Grave Diggers?
Correction. For those of you scoring at home, that is an error.
That was the Grave Diggers.
Base on balls.
It says Mighty Caesars on there, but who knows.
Can't believe everything you read, huh?
Speaking of Geraldo Rivera and Satanic Messages, we heard Il Bruce's new disc, Devil Dance.
Find the back mask.
Yes. The world-famous Blue Jays with 10-pin bougie.
They'll
be tonight.
Now.
Where are they going to be? One second.
They're going to be on a clipboard.
Yeah, they're playing tonight at 63 East 2nd Street between 1st and 2nd Avenue. I don't know the name of the place. Mm-hmm. And they'll be there along with the Boy Brothers. They'll also be Thursday at the Ludlow Cafe.
Yeah, this Thursday and every Thursday following.
We opened up with the brand new Buck Owens record, a remake of Hot Dog. And if you take away the sound of today's drums, you got a pretty damn good record, including a good guitar solo from Buck himself. Mm-hmm. And the album isn't out yet, but hopefully it'll be out soon. Buck, what a guy. Anyways, this is WFMU East Orange. There doesn't seem to be a line blinking, so I guess we have
Stalling on the vibe report, are we?
Yeah, I guess we ain't got a vibe, but that's okay. We got our own vibe. There was some news there. You wanna go through this on the caveman and the spaceship?
Yeah,
thing?
It looks like, you know, folks, we got a dark horse winner in the weekly caveman and the spaceship contest. Now, this morning's Times, as Andy the bartender has pointed out many times, the Saturday Times is pretty amazing because I guess they just save all the sick stuff for Saturday morning. 20th Century Lawsuit asserts Stone Age identity. Apparently, what this is about is members of a primitive tribe, says here, claiming a jungle cave for its home, took a giant step into the 20th century this week by filing a lawsuit against two anthropologists who say they are a hoax. Quote, "We are the forest," the tribeswoman Duel said gravely before affixing her thumbprint to the complaint. "We are the Tassadai." That's what they're calling themselves.
The Tassadai.
"We are as real as the forest and the flowers and the trees and the stream," she said through an interpreter. "We are as strong as the stone of the cave of Tassadai." Oh, boy.
Who are these people? Where
Philippine Islands. Since 1986, these people in this cave somewhere in the Philippines, you know, the place where they find the Japanese soldiers all the time?
Oh,
since 1986, they've been in the news again after visits by several journalists who found them to possess bits of clothing, knives, and trinkets and proclaimed them to be a fraud perpetrated by none other than Ferdinand E. Marcos when he was president. Jeez. Let's see. Mr. Elizad, for his own reasons, persuaded members of another more advanced tribal group to wear leaves, make stone implements, and pose as cave dwellers. Apparently, they're put up to this by some guy, some English guy.
That's the contention. Right? Yeah. They're real.
The tribespeople, barefoot but dressed in shirts, trousers, and in some case baseball caps, listened gravely as somebody was rapping about this to, you know, in a museum. Some inspected a music box that played a theme from Swan Lake, while others picked through each other's hair in ritual grooming. they're sitting, they're having a press conference in this museum in the Philippines, and Mr. Elizalde's Manila mansion, the discoverer guy. "Just look at the place," said Duel, "with its white-clad servants and indoor roller skating rink. This is a man-made cave, but our cave is real. All the flowers, all the trees, all the stones are real, and so are we. There are so many things to do there," said Lobo, "swinging on vines, climbing trees, gathering fruits, and fishing in the stream." There you have it, folks. They are outside themselves. They are being. Are you?
They get the Caveman and the Spaceship Award.
Caveman in Search of a Spaceship, says Scotty in Engineering.
Anyway, we're going to play some more Halloween trash, and then we're going to come back and do the Betty Page story part two. And we're going to
get out the clothesline, put on those orchid leaves.
Tie along with the hound. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what do we got here? The Shades.
Thank you.
From the mysterious east comes the astonishing Salto, performing miracles which astound and amaze. For need information, call 387-5078.
Yeah, we interrupt our little Halloween segment here because the Vibe Report is in. Roscoe.
Yo.
You're up in Kenobia, huh?
Yep.
So what's
Canada.
Going What's going on?
Well, I was watching a funny football game on the TV. They got some silly rules up here.
Oh, yeah? What do they do?
Not much, really.
But
I think football up here is even more of an excuse for drinking than it is in the United States.
Judging by the Kenobians I know, I think they play without helmets.
Yeah, I don't think their helmets are really padded. I think their heads are padded.
Concrete. So we got a Vibe today?
Yeah, I did have a... the reason I'm late is because of my Vibe. I was walking around and found this kind of cool neighborhood, this Kensington Market neighborhood, and I went to a Portuguese barber to get my beard trimmed.
You got your beard trimmed.
Brought along a beard, huh?
You know, and it was really kind of, it was exciting. As we were going there, I was thinking, you know, I never had the experience with the straight razor and...
The hot towels and straight razor?
Yeah, and, you know, and I was just saying how, you know, most of these guys nowadays, even if you go to a barber shop, they're still going to go at you with a track two or something.
Yeah.
And this guy... Portuguese barbershop. It was quite a scene. The guy in between working on my beard, the guy was like selling lottery tickets and rapping Portuguese. It was just kind of a... After eating a greasy breakfast, I couldn't think of anything better to do but to go and get my beard professionally attended to.
So did you have the whole thing removed or...
No.
Just had it reworked?
I just got it sort of neatened up.
Did you go for the Anton Levy effect?
The what?
The Anton Levy.
You know,
the guy... The guy in the Geraldo show, the Satan worshiper.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't get exactly that one. He's the guy who's got his eyebrows trimmed.
Oh, no, that was the guy who looked like Roy Orbison.
Oh, yeah.
Remember him?
Roy Orbison with the pointy head.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the vibe.
Satan's
I mean,
little Wolverine.
It's cold up here, and we did, last night, we did the 24-track mobile thing, and it came out really great. It was pretty wild, so we're playing it.
Did they let you take the truck for a spin?
We took the truck for a spin. You know, it was too bad that we didn't unplug all the mics first.
I thought it was fun. Whoops. Take it on a chicky run?
Yeah, you know, a little ride.
Too bad about this microphone.
Tonight we're playing in the place where a little over a year ago, Roscoe's gang with Jack Boy and Strong Thing and Larry Hot Wheels Willie played. We're playing there tonight. When Roscoe's played there, these crazy rockabilly car club guys.
Oh, yeah, those guys came to our show.
Were driven to such a rock and roll frenzy that they ripped the plumbing out of the walls in the bathroom. So, and it's the place, it's called the Orange Temple. It's sort of a perfect sort of Halloween place to be.
There you go.
You know, it's nothing, it's this hick town called Oshawa where all they got is like steel workers and auto workers.
Trick or treat.
So,
here's some boilerplate for you, Johnny.
Who knows what kind of costumes they'll be wearing.
Mm-hmm. Those car club guys came to our show when we were in Toronto.
Who do you got out there?
Il Bruce, Didi, the Denster, Tim Warren, Guad, and Annie.
Holy moly.
Yeah. You're here in spirit.
The Hound's Caravan of Stars, ladies and gentlemen.
Did Den go to the diner for food?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
You can smell it all the way
so
up there.
So Den's been doing well?
Den is doing well. I don't know if it's the air, the tour.
Yeah, Den's doing the 6 weeks.
But he looks great.
Did his cold clear up?
He's doing the 6 weeks, yes. His cold has cleared up.
Oh, I'm glad to hear all these things.
Yes.
And I just like to sign off and let you know that I am in a good mood.
Yeah! It's a miracle.
So, aloha to all of you from Canada.
Aloha.
Swing from the rafters.
Big amps, brother. Our favorite noise.
That means he's busy.
The State of the Vibe report, folks. Anyway, let's get back into it where we left off with the Halloween trash.
It was a meat cleaver massacre.
Sure was.
Four crazed killers butchered his wife, son, and daughter. He went after them, one at a time. All he wanted was revenge, and he got it. He really got it. Meat Cleaver Massacre explodes on the screen with a shriek of bloody violence so shocking it will never be seen on television. It will tear at your guts. Meat Cleaver Massacre.
graveyard tramps. We rise from our graves to make men our slaves.
When guys climb in our coffins, they never come back.
When the moon comes up, we'll take you down. We get our hands on every stiff in the joint.
Graveyard Tramps. Rated R. Absolutely no one under 17 admitted without parent or certified adult guardian.
Takes you down. It's hard as blood beneath the crown. It's like the sin in love. Oxygen is spinning down. Now, old man can find out. He won't come out alive for you. He won't come out alive for you. Hold up the tombstone and sit down. Nobody knows how or why.
On one charge.
But it happened.
Beat it.
And now, it's going to happen to you.
Say, Lord, please make me happy.
Cannon Group presents the movie of the Northville Cemetery Massacre.
Say, Lord, don't make me blue.
Look, I'm a man first in a half second.
The day law and order went berserk.
All you gotta do is have long hair.
Say, Lord, 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 please make me happy.
Born, mister.
And I have no qualms whatsoever about shooting him.
Because I'm doing all these things just for you.
The Northville Cemetery Massacre.
Daddy! Daddy!
You may never yell cop again. The Northville Cemetery Massacre.
Rated R.
Part of the game is jail.
He drank a hot coffee rap on the stove. He rolled me rap on my head. Drink hot coffee on my head.
And don't be a hunter when the morning comes.
Say, yeah, the morning comes. Be ready, hey, you ain't gonna run. Ball take a half, hey, you want ball. Well, he ain't no, he ain't gonna run in.
Back in the jungle.
I ain't stepping into the...
Yeah. This is the Ham. WFMU.
East Orange.
The Hazel Atkins wouldn't be Halloween without the Haz. Haunted House. Heard the Hollywood Flames with Frankenstein's Den. Kip Tyler and the Flips with She's My Witch. Vibe Report in there somewhere. Screaming Jay Hawkins with Alligator Wine. Rip it up with the Shades and Strolling After Dark. Can we give a legal ID? WFMU.
East Orange.
Anyway, here it comes, folks. Part two of the Betty Page story, what you've all been waiting for.
I know. Tune in.
Here it, on the Hollywood Beat.
That's
Deidre.
Right. Deidre on the beat. That's true. Now, this is part two. Last we saw Betty Page. She was living in a trailer park in Tallahassee.
That's nowadays.
That's where she is now. We've left her there, and she's still there. And just because I've heard that people who heard the piece that we did last week really didn't know what she looked like, I thought maybe I'd set it up. Because we tried to do one of those radio, you know, tricks where we held up the picture. But I guess you guys...
site gag that didn't work.
You guys missed it. So I'm going to describe, in the words of the hot Inside Story magazine of 1956, what Betty really did look like. Now, Betty is a beautiful brunette who, as the photographs plainly show, is built like the proverbial battleship. Dominant Damsels contains 20 photos of Betty and several others of an unidentified horsey-looking blonde. The girls in most of the pictures are bare-breasted or even completely nude, except for the inevitable long gloves and high heels. And in most of the pictures, they are holding whips. But of course, we knew that already. Another thing they point out is that it must be remembered that among perverts, there is a particular jargon or slang in which even the oddest words have a special meaning. So because that's true, now we're going to read off some of these strange, perverted things that Betty did in her heyday as bondage queen. So we'll start it off with...
Shoot.
All right. This is the real juicy one. You might as well just straight in. I wonder if Betty ever went to Newark. Who knows? Anyway, one of the more difficult poses that Betty did was she posed bound to the table. That might seem to the uninformed a fairly simple feat to do, yet in reality, the pressures of the table edges pushing deeply into the sides of her stomach would make a less hardy person scream for release in just a few moments. This is taken directly out of Betty Page in Bondage, you know, play by play, blow by blow, whatever.
So to speak.
All right, anyway, hardly giving any time to the photographer to even focus his camera.
Il Bruce now has Tim Warren tied to the table.
That's right. We're if you could just see this, we're demonstrating
he
this.
He is less hardy than Betty.
Yeah, he's crying. Because a variety of poses were necessary to be taken from various angles by the photographer, and the time it took for the other model to tie the ropes around the victim's body, quite some time elapsed from the start to the finish. Yet Betty suffered in silence, for she knew that it was all part of a bondage model's profession, and that in due time she would be released from the stringent bondage. The gag in Betty's mouth made her drool as the saliva in her mouth seeped through the cloth and made the bound and gag model's plight all the more uncomfortable. To complicate the model's misery still further, the photographer had Kathleen, the other horsey-looking blonde, pull up a comfortable easy chair alongside the table under which Betty had been bound. Kathleen placed the easy chair close to this table so that there was room enough for her to pull up her high-heeled feet and place them on the back of poor Betty. The weight of Kathleen's feet on Betty's back added to her discomfort quite a bit, and a strikingly realistic look of annoyance came over Betty's face as she tried to bear up.
That's what we call verisimilitude in art school.
She tried to bear up under the additional weight of Kathleen's feet pressing deep into her spine. Now, I have a picture here of this pose.
Can you hold it up to the microphone for us, Lauren?
Here's one. Well, we'll let Bruce describe what I just described.
It is strikingly realistic, the look of annoyance on her face.
And
she's just all trussed up and no place to go,
that's
you know?
That's right. She's all trussed up. And in
St. Betty.
For those of you trying this at home.
Yeah. Be careful. Make sure it's a small table. It looks like a piano bench.
You can tell the way that the cords are digging into her flesh that it's kind of for real.
Yeah, it is. She's a fight. Well, although she is professional, she gives off some realistic look. And
therein lies the professionalism.
That's right.
Dan is taking these out to the lounge.
That was. Now you have to go untie somebody, whoever it is out there who's tied up.
It's Kim. Leave him that way.
Well, again, Betty hasn't tried these tricks in a long time, and she's really sort of, I don't know, she's not too willing to speak about her experiences, although I think if we convinced her, she probably would.
She's not staked out on pink flamingos in front of her trailer?
Wow. Staked out. It hurts. This is chock full of these kinds of
things. So we were going to get to what Betty was like in real life.
Right. Well, basically, too, I mean, they mentioned that the models loved Betty. Because she was so easy to work with. And
I guess you couldn't complain a whole lot.
She was so accommodating, you know?
She would do anything. And mainly she was the one that the photographers all used, you know, to be dominated. She never really got to be the other side.
She looks kind of out of place when she's the top girl.
That's right. She looked a lot better as the slave girl. And I really wish you guys could all see this out in the audience, but you're missing it. And unfortunately, she doesn't have daughters, so we can't bring them into New York. That's right. And, basically, Betty was equally in demand as a fighting girl model, too, as she followed professional women wrestling matches on television, and she knew most of the holds. She could hold her own in any wrestling match, for she had plenty of practice posing for wrestling and fighting girl photos.
Plenty of spunk.
Yeah, that's basically what they're trying to say, I think.
She could have went into roller derby. Or pro wrestling.
She may still be able to. I hear she's sort of, she's a little on the heavy side now, I've heard, but.
Back then she didn't have the hips for roller derby.
Yeah. The next thing is, you know, we'll have to get some photos of her now, and then we'll hold those up to the mic. And
yeah, so you, the listening family, can compare.
We'll give you an update when we get all the you know, current details on Betty's life.
Right.
Okay.
So do we know anything about Betty, the offstage, the off-camera Betty?
Well, there is actually a little thing about how Betty, when she goes home, she's really tired because, you know, after a whole day of posing, she just doesn't have the energy to get all deaded up and go out.
Who wants to cook for the old man after a day like that?
That's right. And one of the reasons why she left town was because, according to this man who's running the
Irvin
store,
Claw, the photographer?
He's actually has said that the reason that she moved out was that she was under so much pressure from biting deeply into her flesh.
Right.
But she was basically sort of chased out of town anyway. But I don't know if she was ever married or anything. That's something we'll have to find out. But I don't know. Hopefully she's going to scars.
Yeah.
Her own plot of land. That's nice.
Yeah, some bottom land. You know what I'm saying?
I think that Betty didn't have much of a life except for...
Wrong one. What we meant to hear was...
Yeah.
Oh, that's another way. I hope it didn't offend anybody.
Wouldn't want to offend anybody.
Wouldn't want to.
No.
I think her life pretty much centered around bondage. They don't really describe too much of her life. That's right. And watching wrestling matches.
She was her work.
She lived it. She posed it.
Betty Page, we salute you. A little trailer in Tallahassee.
Yep. That's right.
Thank you, Dee Dee. I'm the Hollywood Beat, the Tinseltown Beat.
That Tinseltown rope thing.
Anyways, we got some more Halloween trash. This is courtesy of Tim Warren here.
Official Radio Hound.
Should we go into this? The Graveyard, the Gravestone 4 with Rigor Mortis.
Thank you.
wrong. Baby, my time has come, and I must leave. I want you to forgive me for all those wrong things I've done to you. Tell old Sam to forgive me for all the wrong things I've done to him. Baby, I want you to pray for me for all the wrong things I've done to people. I know I've cut people, stole, robbed, but please,
Doctor, do something.
I'm sorry, Ann. There's nothing more I can do now. Mr. Death, you going down instead of...
Fox, you have nothing to fear.
But Mr. Death, it's getting hot. I want to go back the other way. Why the people got wings and flying around.
Come along, Fox. Come along. Everything will be all right after a while.
Mr. Death, it's getting too hot now. Ooh, Mr. Death. Look at that man with that foggy tail. I want to go the other way.
I'm to leave you here with this man. He will take care of you.
But look at all that fire. Come back, Mr. Death. Don't leave me here with this man. Mr. Devil, it's hot in here. I want some water. For my water.
I'm sorry, my boy. You have served me well. But there's nothing more for me to do here with you.
Mr. Devil, don't push me in that fire. Oh, Mr. Devil.
Wildville, population 369.
Girls.
Wow, look at that. Wish I had a swing like that in 1999. Crazy. Oh, sure looks nice. Looks like she might be waiting for someone. Hope not. Think I'll just walk right up and say howdy. Howdy. You're sweet, honey. We could have a blast. Yeah, baby. You waiting for somebody? Oh, honey. I don't think anybody could be that tall. On the basketball team.
Crazy.
Oh, honey, come on. Oh, don't put me down, honey. I ain't square. Yeah. Oh, baby, now. Wow, he is 7 foot tall. Wildville, like later. Oh, them growing power around it.
up. She's got rings in her nose and toys all on her toes. She's built like a shed, pray at my in her head. She's a white kiss and see with her lips out, you see.
She can't speak English, but she won't learn.
Belongs to Papa. Ooh, mow, mow.
Mama, you bang, you bang.
She's got limber, limber lips.
Mama, you bang, you bang.
With a way out here.
Mama, you bang, you bang.
She's got rings in her nose.
Mama, you bang, you bang.
And torn down on her toes.
She's just 18 years and moves no fear. She's a two long spears and matching ears. If a boy's hold her, she won't object. Cause she's got the teeth wrapped around her neck. She's got gold on her waist, on her finger and feet. Look out! She says you look good enough to eat. She runs like a deer, she swims like a shark. She walks, she rocks like a brother no worse part.
Mama, you bang me, bang it.
She's got limber, limber lip.
Mama, you bang me, bang it.
With a way out here.
Mama, you bang me, bang it.
She's got rings in her nose.
Mama, you bang me, bang it.
And torn all on her toes.
Mama, you bang me, bang it.
She's built like a sailor.
Mama, you bang me, bang it.
Pray at mud in her head.
Mama, you bang me, bang it.
She's a Watusi, you see.
Mama, you bang me, bang it.
With the lips out, you see.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yes, you find the hound and crew. Tim Warren, the genius behind the Bad Music Seminar and various labels.
Pizza Cone.
Here, read that. Tell the folks what we heard. You're responsible.
We just heard the Gravestone 4 doing Regular Mortis.
Read them from the bottom, because people have a very short memory.
The first one, the last one was the Four Sounds, Mama, You Bangy Bangy. Probably one
on the Randy label.
Posters.
Written by Charles E. Calhoun. That's Jesse Stone, who wrote Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
There we go.
Yeah, see, that little Jesse Stone, I give this one, it's called Nobody Wants Me. I think he's talking about this record. I'll take it.
Except morons like me. Then we got off the Double Knot Spies. That's one of the groups that's going to be at the Bat Music Seminar doing a song called One Mo' Beer.
Yeah.
And those boys are a bunch of 20-year-old, 21-year-old Connecticut kids. Play a hot mix of, like, trash frat rock from the early 60s, surf instrumentals, and a really raw 60s punk without any of the stupid fuzz tonisms. Oh, what does it say here? Oh, yeah, Big Bob Taylor, Wowsville, Part 1. He was the guy who was talking and laughing about the girls all the way and trying to pick up the 7-foot-tall one.
Those of you might know him from Las Vegas Grind.
Volume 1.
After Hours.
Yes.
Everybody's favorite.
Then we got Eugene Fox just chanting about a sinner's dream.
With Ike Turner on guitar there.
A sick little record.
He was Sly Fox of the Kings of Rhythm.
Yes. And then there was about the Gravestone 4 doing Rigor Mortis.
Anyway, so we're going to go down the list one more time of who will be at the Bad Music Seminar, where it'll be, when it'll be, why you should be there.
Why you should be there is
Thank
evident.
You.
It's better than going off to see, like, you know, the Butthole Surfers or the, you know, the Bunghole
Rimmers.
Yeah. That's it. You know, I mean, just...
What you get is...
This is truly underground music because it makes no attempt to be cool.
Yeah, you get basically more bands than you could ever possibly want to see.
Exactly. And after this, you'll never want to go out again.
Right.
Until the next one.
And they all play rock and roll, sort of.
Yep, yep. They're all in
the headliner, Jack Starr, making his New York City debut. He's got an album out in a couple of weeks called Born Petrified. And Il Bruce will be backing them up.
Yeah.
So
Il Bruce is going to be a tired one. Yeah,
Il Bruce will be appearing four times. He'll be playing both nights with Jack Starr, one night with the A-Bones, and the other night with Vince Bernicevic's Air Force.
So come on out, buy me drinks, bring your sister.
If your ears aren't bleeding after that,
bring
folks,
your mama. You know, get some Virginia.
And let's see, the Raunch Hands, everybody knows who they are.
It's
we got the
Grave
Diggers from California, who making it maybe... their first appearance in New York ever.
Ever.
And they're good. Ever. Mighty Caesars, you flew the Mighty Caesars over from England?
You bet.
Boy, what a waste of money.
No, no. Slap on Run, Chicken Run, you'll find out.
Looking at this Mighty Caesars record here.
They put out their own records. They record their own
suspicious
in 2 days and for $300 in a room smaller than half the size of this booth where
I can't help being suspicious of a band who put naked young boys on their album cover.
And they have Dead America Mega Master Funk Mix on the album. So it's, they've got their heads on.
Mega
All he listens
maggot.
To is Lead Belly, Bo Diddley, Link Ray, and the early Kinks, I think. Anyway, they're quite dang good. They're going to be playing both nights, the Mighty Caesars. They're going to rip your damn ears off.
The Rat Bastards.
The Rat Bastards Friday night with the A-Bones Friday night and Chris Such and the Savages.
That's the Headless Horsemen with...
They were
discussing their new lineup changes yesterday. We couldn't follow it.
Yeah, what to do with Alon.
Tell the story about the Sting Guitar Man.
Sting
Guitar Man.
Yeah, well, apparently,
Guitar Man.
Apparently,
I
walked in there and they were like perusing that Kicks magazine, you know, that rag that just came out, the new one. And there's that letter reprinted from The Voice of Sting responding to some review where they said Hazel Atkins was better than he was.
Yes.
Or more relevant, I guess, is more voicey kind of
Maytag
term.
Maytag salesman's better.
And they were explaining, they're talking to some guy there in Mojo about it and showing him the letter. And the guy was like, uh-huh. And they played him a little bit of a Hazel Atkins tape. And I walked in and said, oh, you know, this guy played with that guy and this mystery man that's going, oh, yeah. What's the deal? Why do you think he's better than Sting? You know, what's the dang deal? And I said, well, I don't know. You know, so you know, you're not supposed to respond to critics, right? Isn't that rule number one? You know, the guy just made himself look like a jerk, like a real sideburnless English dink. Turns out he was Sting's guitar roadie.
Gee,
so he's, I don't know. He's coming back to him with the news.
And we have to work for a living. Huh?
Yeah.
that's a job right up there with selling. Zeppelin's door to door.
Yeah, it's true. He doesn't have to clean much sweat off those things, that's for sure.
Anyways.
Tim, you sound so enthused about this thing, you know?
I'm just a nervous air personality.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Nervous air lack of personality.
I have to loosen up with about half a bottle of
whiskey. Lighten up, honey.
Also, on your fun agenda, the world famous Blue Jays tonight. They're playing 63 East 2nd Street. Just listen for the bellowing. Jubilee and follow the noise. Yeah, we Irma Thomas at the Lone Star Thursday. The Freaks at the Wawa Hut tonight. And don't buy the Raw Power CD. They faded Search and Destroy. Take it and find somebody at Columbia Records and make them sit on it. Anyway, so this guy, this is from the Born Petrified record that we've been playing for the last 2 weeks. He'll be headlining the Bad Music Seminar. This record, it's a killer. Born Bad by Jack Starr. So bad the turntable spin. There it is.
When I was nine, I started skin heavy with all kinds of things I didn't learn. I go from the woods, I was born bad. I was born bad. Yeah, born bad. Yeah, I was born bad. I put a blue frog in a teacher's chair. When she sat down, she flew up in the air.
It's cultural time. Old Mother Geezer went to the freezer to fetch her pet cobra a toad. When she got there, the freezer was there. The silly old bat should have known. We'll be right back.
is my name, and f***ing up motherfuckers is my game. Breathing down your neck.
Girl, this motherfucker's got rhythm.
Hey, Mom, you got any crab cakes? Hey, Mom, you got any crab cakes over there?
And made it a breeze. I swallowed an iceberg and didn't breathe. I chained down thunder and handcuffed lightning. I'm so damn strong it sometimes frightens. I grabbed a star traveling a million miles a minute and slowed it down to the state speed limit. I may not be sleek, but women shriek when they see my physique. I got a dong as big as King Kong.
If you want to get rid of your bed, Elvis, now this is what you do. When she come home early in the morning, just meet her somewhere. Ah! I done paid my baby for
it.
I done paid my baby for it.
My baby's gone.
Because she was no good.
me.
Run and tell my baby father.
Pleasure, exploding from dusk to dawn with the way-out craze of the topless. Publications such as Life, Playboy, and Esquire have documented the topless, the phrase and the craze that is changing the mood and the mores of people everywhere. With movement, way-out wild movement. Here, go-go girls, in and out of their environment, will be revealed to you in scenes that can only be summarized as a swinging tribute to unrestrained female anatomy. Fantastic women, fantastic dances, featuring the world's loveliest buxotics. Yes, for the very first time, you will hear actual on-the-spot recorded tapes consisting of sensitive comments and opinions by the very topless dancers wildly gyrating before your eyes. Pearls of wisdom based upon guarded personal experiences, all played against a backdrop of tempestuous, soul-stirring rock and roll music. Enough of this palaver. Let's get the show on the road.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I know you dig a twist, but you ain't dug nothing until you dig this. The wiggle. Let's wiggle, wow. The wiggle, wiggle, 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 woo. Let's wiggle, wow. The wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Let's wiggle, wow. The wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Let's wiggle, wow. The wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Let's wiggle, wow. The wiggle, 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 woo. And I shake like a snake. I squirm like a worm. I'm real like an eel. After all, that's all. I'm a giggle at the wiggle ball. Wiggle. The wiggle, 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 let's wiggle. The wiggle, 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 let's wiggle. The wiggle, 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 let's wiggle. The wiggle, 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 wiggle. And now take a slippery floor. Spread some astro grease. Then ooh, with the blue. Get slimy, slide by me. Let's jiggle at the wiggle ball. Let's wiggle, wow. The wiggle, 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 wiggle,
yep, that's it. WFMU, East Orange. That was Jack Hammer and the Wiggle. A little insurance salesman stomp there. We had the Rocketeers with I'm Gonna Feed My Baby Poison by request. Gunga Din and Crab Cakes. Mighty Caesars with Run Chicken Run. And we're with Jack Star in Born Bad. And being Born Bad, he is headlining the Bad Music Seminar. Tim, you got anything else to say about such said event?
Well, there's only going to be about 300 people allowed in besides the 100-person
there will be a doorman choosing and picking who can
get in. No. But just get your butts down there, because otherwise you're going to miss out.
Yeah. How many people you got on the guest list?
None. I'm losing enough money on this anyway.
Don't go.
That's it. Hey, anyway, it's not the Ritz.
So, Guad, you got any news there?
No, I don't have any more news.
No,
it's just
stuff? Get closer to the mic, maybe.
This is like the biggest partying weekend in New York, wouldn't you say?
I don't know.
Halloween, right? Yeah.
Sort of another excuse for idiots to puke on their own shoes.
Right, we're going to have, like, all the yuppies out this weekend in, like, costumes all over the streets of New York. The guy on Thompson Street was pretty
great. What are you going out as, Guad, on Halloween?
Foghorn Leghorn.
Yo, Bruce, what's your costume this year?
Yo, I'm wearing it. It's my look for fall, man.
Tim, what are you wearing? Denois, you have a costume?
I see we all thought about this.
I'm going to...
Dee Dee, nobody?
I'm dressing up as the Hound.
Doesn't anybody know what I'm going to go out as? I'm going to take my pants off and go as John Holmes. like I do every year.
Oh, Mr. Hound, you're a riot.
Is it all rotted now?
Yeah.
Looks like a dead guy.
Well, passing the pyramid tonight.
Yes.
Oh.
Anyway, we probably should...
Enough
of this palaver. More mucus. Yeah. More of that Halloween trash.
Rock jams.
What do we got queued up? We got the Frantics queued up. That's a good one. Oh, Frantics. Here they come.
Even the man whose heart is pure and says his prayers at night can change to a wolf when the wolf bears wounds and a full moon shining bright.
Something wicked is coming your way. She's the girl with the power to turn you on, to turn you off. Cross over into the occult for the initiation of the Virgin Witch. You don't believe in witches? You'd better believe in the Virgin Witch. She'll blow your mind. In Eastman Color, from Joseph Brenner Associates.
And all gets you to a die.
Astro zombies, they mutilate, they torture, they kill. Spine-tingling horror, unspeakable shock, and breathless excitement will grip you as you watch living organs ripped from the bodies of voluptuous females, as beating hearts and throbbing brains are transplanted to create the Astro zombies. Cringe in terror, scream in fright, as these skull-faced monsters strike blindly at living flesh, and the motion picture screen flows in the blood-drenched wake of the Astro zombies. The beautiful, voluptuous, deadly, vicious Satana, a woman who would stop at nothing to gain control over the Astro zombies, whose creed was kill, kill, kill. John Carradine as the deranged scientist, Wendell Corey as the doctor who opposes him, match wits in this bloody, sadistic, terror-filled, suspense-laden horror film of brutal mutilations and senseless killings as the Astro zombies go berserk and threaten a city with death. Watch it and you die a thousand deaths. The Astro zombies in color, coming soon to your local theater.
I was rolling through the jungle the other day. I came across some purple people eaters along the way. They took me and threw me in a great big pot. Man, I'm telling you, yeah, it sure was hot. And they kept singing,
have in a purple pot.
Whip, 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 whip.
Set in a purple stew.
To the witch doctor, please hear my plea. So he drew a pretty girl on in the pot with me. I said, hello, baby, how do? Fancy meeting you in a purple stew. And they kept a singing,
have in a purple pot,
whip, 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 whip. Jiggum for you. A sugar, are you a flipper of me?
Kiss, 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 kiss.
Me want a kiss.
I'm ever gonna get out of a mess like this.
Well, they start dancing to some old rock and roll. So I suggested that I teach them how to scroll. While me and pretty baby made our escape all right, cause we kept strolling through a jungle till we were out of sight. And they kept singing,
have in a purple pot,
whip, 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 whip.
Serve in a purple stew.
The Black Prince of Shadows returns in Scream, Blackula, Scream. See Scream, Blackula, Scream, all new, rated PG, starring William Marshall, Don Mitchell, and Pam Grier, the godmother of coffee. Blackula is back in Scream, Blackula, Scream.
A cat was walking through a cemetery line. A tombstone there made him stop. He looked to see just what it said. And this is how that tombstone read.
are real gone. Well, the wind rolls up from across the blue. You can't holler out of what happened to you.
What was that?
I'll be flat, cat.
Don't name me daddy, cause I'm real gone. Don't name me daddy, cause I'm real gone. Oh, don't name me daddy, cause I'm real gone. Don't name me daddy, cause I'm real gone. Well, don't name me daddy, cause I'm real gone.
Then came a voice from that dark bed, half like a log and half like a rat.
What was that?
A fat rat, cat.
Don't name me daddy, cause I'm real gone. Don't name me daddy, cause I'm real gone. Please don't name me daddy, cause I'm real gone. Don't name me daddy, cause I'm real gone. Well, don't name me daddy, cause I'm real gone.
Introducing Manzini with his whirlwind of sparkling magical deceptions, unique entertainment for clubs, promotions, parties, grand openings. For information and details, call 387-5078.
Back in the States.
You know, this is the hound. Little Halloween garbage. That was Gary Warren and Werewolf. That's from the Sin Alley, Volume 4. Tim's responsible for that one. You know, as some people, like Elvis Presley was referred to by Jimmy Carter as a national treasure, we would like to designate Tim Warren as a national nightmare.
Yeah, national excrement.
We had Rod Willis with The Cat, Thurston Harris with Purple Stew, Brian Walker with Twick or Tweet, and we opened up with The Frantics and Werewolf. So where can the folks get some tickets for this stupid,
over at Final Vinyl, 2nd Avenue.
Vinyl, Vinyl.
89 2nd Avenue. Vinyl, Vinyl. 5th and 2nd.
Right. And,
now, because they're going fast.
Okay, we're going to go through one more time. Who's going to be there? Okay, the headliners are the Mighty Caesars, which Tim flew in from England, and boy are his arms tired. The Grave Diggers from California, that's their East Coast
These
debut.
These kids rip. They've been doing raunchy rock a roll off since they were 13 years old. They're 18 now.
Yep.
Enjoy them.
Jack Starr making his New York City debut, the demented new Norton recording artiste, and Il Bruce will be playing with him. The A-Bones, the Raunch Hands, the Rat Bastards, the Double Knot Spies, the Creatures, Vince Bernicevic's Air Force, Chris Sutchin, the Savages, the Talisman, Shelter Studios, 301 West 37th Street, in New York City.
Friday, November 3rd.
Right off
the
8th Avenue. Next Friday and next Saturday night.
November 5th.
We can't stress how important it is you be there.
Otherwise, I'm out a lot of money.
Yeah. Otherwise, Tim is in debt to everybody in sight.
Yeah. What's no, you can help Tim Warren or you can turn the page.
What's your VIG on the loan there, Tim?
Turn the Betty page. What's that?
What's your VIG on the loan? You know what a VIG is?
VIG, no.
When you go to a loan shark, your points, you know, your interest.
You go to a Shylock.
They don't break your legs.
Nah.
No, Tim, you are the worst drunk in New York. You really are the most obnoxious, antisocial cretin after the second beer.
Hey, look at society. I got a reason to be antisocial.
I think you owe everybody out there an apology.
Especially Deb. I'm sorry, Deb.
Yeah, Deb Parker.
He can't blame it on his shades anymore, though, folks. So go ahead and hit him.
Right.
Hey, I'm known as someone with long hair and shades. I wasn't me. It was someone impersonating me.
I think that Tim has the guts to, like, throw a drink at a girl with a Hell's Angels boyfriend.
Yeah, no. And he's
or the stupidity.
Ganging up on Gary Balaban's shirt. What a rat thing.
Anyway, what else? Oh, yeah, the world-famous Blue Jays 62 East 3rd Street tonight. What else is there?
There's a party to crash.
Where's the party to crash?
Party to crash is at 122 Water Street. It's going to have like 200 people there.
Oh, it's some little rich snot from NYU. He's having a big party. His parents bought him this big loft.
Apartment one above the Blarney Stone.
The Hound says, apartment one above the Blarney Stone. Hound says, it's okay to wreck the joint. He's got plenty of money to fix it again.
What is that, 110 Water?
110 Water Street.
122 Water above the Blarney. Apartment one.
Yep.
So be there.
All right, that's
bring
about
some
it.
Bricks.
Be there and be drunk.
Well, what do you think the odds of Andy driving around lost right now is trying to find the Garden State Parkway?
Well, where are you? I just took followed the sign that said last exit from Manhattan.
Yeah. Anyway, so Laureus is up next. I'd like to thank Dee Dee for the Betty Page story.
The continuing saga of Betty Page, folks.
The Dentster doing new and wonderful things with technology in the back.
Scotty in engineering.
The Glod, Foghorn Leghorn of radio. El Bruce, guitar star and our color commentator. Tim Warren, who's putting on the Bad Music Seminar. If the good Lord's willing and the crit don't rise and I live through the first day of the Bad Music Seminar, I'll be back next week to report on it. And until then, Lawrence is up next. See ya. Yeah. How do you end these things?
Like this.
No, you play a good record and hope they forget the stupid stuff you say.
These old feet keeps moving around the beat. On and on, these old feet keeps moving. Down the road that has no end. Ooh, 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 ooh. The wind is blowing and the sun rising. The skies is gray and I think it's gone in the snow. A lonely heart gets tired of traveling. A lonely heart's got no place to go. Traveling. A lonely heart's got no